Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 29 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Val Zane with me this morning, the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center. Val, how are you, Val?
I am so great. How are you?
Well, I'm going to figure out which microphone you're on there, and then we're going to be good to go. So how are things going?
Things are going awesome at the Wilson, and life in general is great. I'm smiling from ear to ear all the time, just like, yeah. Here with two of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Three of my favorite people.
Well, thank you. Someone in this room is not. I knew it. I got you. I don't know where this is going. But
we're off to a great start.
You know what? We're just going to roll with it, Val. We're just going to roll with it. Oh, you mentioning your favorite people. They are. Introduce our guests today.
We have Gabby Smith and Gabe Kingery, who are two of my favorite absolute people. They do so many things for the Wilson and for the community. Absolutely amazing. But they are hosting and directing our talent show this weekend. I mean, they're in like everything at the Wilson already. So like they've just all like taken over the place, which in the most amazing way.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, they're fantastic. So, hey, guys, talk about yourselves.
Yeah. So, Gabby, let's start with, so you're, what year are you, Gabby?
I'm a junior.
A junior. So, pull that mic up a little bit closer. So, are you, so it's like Saturday. How long have you been working on this?
Ooh, we've been working on this since the beginning of the school year.
Yep.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say since like September. Yeah.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gabe Kingery with us as well. Gabe, so tell me about, you ready to go for Saturday night?
I definitely am. This is one thing I'm really excited for right now. It's been on my forefront of my mind because at this point I'm like, so we need to get this done. But we'll get it.
He's having the panic right here. It's like time to go. So
they're doing great. I mean, like they've been working so hard at this. It's going to be a tremendous show. Like, my gosh, they're so funny on stage too. Like,
so
come
you guys,
see them.
You guys, Gabby and Gabe will be on stage. You're kind of host MC, is that right? Would you say
kind
of? Yeah, that's kind of our thing. We're the people with the talking heads mostly.
Yeah.
Talking heads.
That's all we are to you guys.
You have skits ready to go. You're going to entertain the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
They are going to entertain the
crowd.
Oh, yeah. We plan on it.
Yeah. Okay. So, tickets available.
Tickets are on sale now. Yep. They are really going fast, though. Please call today, call tomorrow. It's going to be a full house. I think we're going to have to add extra seats, which we're more than happy to do.
Awesome.
You know, this is all proceeds from the show go to the scholarship fund to help kids do all these fun things at the Wilson, you know, camps and classes and all the things, you know. So please do come to the show. It's $20 a ticket. You can get tickets at 712-623-3183 or go online to wilsonartcenter.org or stop by the Wilson and buy tickets.
The sponsor of the show is?
MCMH.
There you go. Thanks to all the folks at MCMH for being a sponsor of this. How many contestants? Gabby?
20 contestants, 17 acts.
Oh, very good.
Wow, look at that. She nailed it.
Absolutely.
So 20 contestants, 17 acts. How's it going to work? The evening, I purchase a ticket, show up. Walk me through that evening a little bit.
So you'll come in. If you already got your ticket purchased, great. You're on the ball. They're surprised I'm making old references right now. But
he's an old soul.
I am. you walk in and we'll start off the talent show, and we're even like surprised. We don't even know what the order is yet, but we are super.
They know.
We know, actually. We're joking. We are super excited. So we're ready for every act. So we're going to go through our acts. We're going to have a small intermission, and then we're going to have a fun run with our
chicken run.
What is that?
So the chicken run is we're going to have a bunch of turkey dressed people that we call chickens running around. And,
because we had turkey costumes, not chickens.
We don't have chicken costumes.
You do with what you have, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're going to have money bags, and you're just going to throw money in and hopefully get enough money, you know, for the people who want to maybe even be Val and Candy's next favorite people. And then we'll continue.
I will always be Val and Candy's favorite people.
You claim that role. Yeah,
yes.
You claim
yes.
It. Okay.
That's our next T-shirt.
Okay, there you go.
I will
absolutely. Thank you. Look at this, Val. Last time you were in, I asked. Look. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's so cool. You brought a T-shirt.
Candy made it.
Did she really?
She did. Yeah. She made that t-shirt.
No way.
She did. Mm-hmm.
She made this bag
hot off the presses,
well.
Too. Yep, she made that bag as well.
Tell me about the bag. What's the story with the bag?
So the bag, these are all going to our contestants and volunteers and people out there. So this one says Val, but whoever's in it will...
they're all going to say Val.
They're all going to say, thanks, Val and Candy.
Thanks, Val and Candy.
Okay.
So what's going to go in that bag?
Yeah, I just got confirmation that we're going to get some apples and soda to go in here from Fairway. So thank you to Fairway.
Thank you.
But we're hoping to get a bunch of other stuff for people. And if you got any donations out there for anybody out there, please call the Wilson.
Yeah, we've been getting great donations from the organizations and companies in Red Oak, especially. Mark Jackson donated water for everybody. Yeah. You know, he lets us sell water for the scholarship fund, which is an amazing give. Also, Pizza Hut just donated pizzas for the contestants and the judges for this weekend. So that's amazing. Thank you to Red Oak Pizza Hut. Thank you, Fairway. Thank you, Mark Jackson.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you, Gabe's Dogs, because they're also donating.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm getting that done tonight. So,
yes.
But yeah, we are, we're super, this is cool. We would get these when we were...
This is the bag you're talking about.
Yeah.
The gift bag.
Yeah. The gift bag. Me and Gabby have gotten a bunch of these from them before, and I think Gabby keeps a bunch of them as her pencil sharpener stuff.
Yeah, I keep them for my pencils and makeup.
We always give gifts to, cast and crew members, so that's what they're talking about. Okay. At the end of a show, we always make sure that cast and crew all, get special prizes and gifts just for, participating,
And that's such a great thing, and it encourages people to come back and do this more because we want them to continue in the Wilson. That's
absolutely
the whole point, yeah.
And it's our way of saying thank you.
So you have ages at the Wilson's Youth Talent Showcase from what's the age? Youngest to oldest is what?
The youngest is 18. Yeah, it's 8 to 18, but the youngest is actually 9, right? We have 2 9-year-olds. They are the youngest. I think one of them was 8 when they auditioned, but is 9 now.
Yeah. Yes.
So you've been working through this. What has this been? So, again, it's Saturday night. Get your tickets. What's it been like so far? Has it been what you thought? Last time we spoke, you guys were still working out some skits, working out some routines. Still doing that, probably, right?
We are just finishing up our skits.
Yeah.
We were actually working on that this morning, and we are getting everything ready. We're super excited. I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Have you seen all the talent at this point?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
and
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so cool. I was so surprised what we actually got. I was, at first I was like, okay, maybe not too many kids will come to this. It won't be that big of a deal, but it actually has been really, really good, and that's thanks support to Val and Candy, who put it out there a lot of the way, and
thank you.
Yeah,
thanks to Gabby as well. She's been working hard on a banner right now.
Oh yeah,
that's what I just showed to Val. Actually,
they've both been working
peeked
hard.
Over. Yeah, I have not been working on that. But yeah, that's really cool. Let me see how my brain works. but it's amazing how much support we've got on this, and we really appreciate.
So it's a lot of work, a lot of effort, but it's been enjoyable though, right?
Very.
It's so much fun.
I love working with Gabe. It's great. And Val and Candy, of course.
Yeah. There you go. See?
Val and Candy, we've become one word. Val and Candy. I love it.
So get your tickets. They're still available.
Still available. Yes, please
go and enjoy. Mm-hmm. It'll be, a couple hours?
Yep, it starts at 6:30. We're expecting it to be probably the length of a musical, right? It's going to be 2.5 to 3 hours because there's going to be an intermission and then a judge's break because the judges are going to have a lot of, stress over trying to choose the grand prize winners. All of the kids are winners. All the kids are going to get prizes.
Yeah.
But, there's going to be one from each age category selected as the grand prize winner. And thanks to MCMH, they're going to win $500.
That's cool.
So cool.
I mean, that's really awesome. So very good. So what year are you, Gabby, in school?
Junior.
Gabe?
I'm a sophomore.
Will you do it again?
That's the hope. That's the hope and the dream. If they say yes, then we're totally going to continue this because this really, it's
It's a great thing. I love doing this. And
yes.
I think the community loves doing this. Yeah. And I think Val and Candy love doing this.
We love doing this. And I will tell you, we've had so many people call who, like, you know, either didn't see or somehow missed or weren't ready for, like, the audition, asking if they can still audition. I mean, this morning someone called asking if they could still audition. And I was like, I am maybe next year, maybe the year after. Yeah. We're going to do this again. Yes. It's gotten so much positive feedback from the community. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, it is just going to be so fun. I think that all the good things, all the good feels for this one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets. Gabe, what else do we need to know about this performance? Again, it's this Saturday night. It's
this Saturday.
Yeah.
Be there. It's so much. Be there, be square. See what we have.
And it's all that in a bag of chips.
Hey. Yeah, they're going old school here this morning. Yeah. All right. Get your tickets. Again, thanks to MCMH. Plus clinics.
Huge thanks.
For stepping up for that. Everyone that's donated. Okay, if I want to donate to the goodie bag, what do I do?
You can just call the Wilson, stop by the Wilson. Really, we're looking for basically 30 things to go in each bag. It doesn't have to be anything huge. It could be a pack of gum. You know, it could be a gift card. It could be a little note that you wanted to send to the contestants. You know, the contestants, the judges, the volunteers, they're going to be receiving these bags. So, like, just something like anything, really. We would love to overflow the bags and then have things that are, like, outside the bag, you know, and then next time have to make a bigger bag, right. You know, because really it is. These kids and the adults are doing this. They're not being paid to do this,
right.
You know.
Right.
I mean, yeah, the winner, right,
sure.
The grand prize winner. But all the other ones are doing it, and they're going to provide so much entertainment and fun and, yeah.
So remember that this is going to go to all the kids that are performing from 9
to 18. Mm-hmm.
17 acts, 20 kids.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what Gabby told me.
That's
correct. What I'm going with. Mm-hmm. 17 acts, 20 kids. This is going to go to those kids. So an opportunity to say thank you for these kids. For me, you know what? That takes a lot of nerve, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
To step out on the stage and let it rip. Whatever
Absolutely.
It is.
I just saw Dan Krause. Hi, Dan Krause.
Dan's here. Dan's in the building.
Yeah, and this event is going to give them confidence, too. So, like, the confidence that they're coming in with is going to be nothing compared to what they leave with. It is this is huge. I mean, I've been watching these two. These two are super talented people, and I've watched their confidence grow through this experience. Like, I am so proud of them.
Yeah. Very cool. Good job, guys. And it's Saturday night. Tickets are available. Get your tickets. How
Absolutely.
Much are they?
They're $20.
Okay. Anything else, Gabby? What else do we need to be aware of?
Gabe's going to be in a dress.
Gabe is just like deadpan, no response. Gabe, what else do we need to be aware of? How did you he agreed to that.
He did agree to it, yes.
I don't even know. I just was like, I think I was half tired, and she's like, you want to wear a dress? And I'm like, I don't care.
So here we are.
Yeah. No, I've seen it.
The TikToks are out. Go follow the TikTok page, the Instagram, the Facebook. Everything, they're out. Stuff is out. So.
Mr. Perrin pulled me on the side and said, "I saw your TikTok and address," and I was like, "Oh, good.
Oh, there you go."
Gabby runs our TikTok page.
I do.
So, how did this start? Refresh me on how this started.
Well, let's see. Ethan Strunk came to me about a year and a half ago. Ethan is another amazing, talented kid in the community. Okay, I shouldn't say kid, teen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he pitched this idea to me. And his idea was that, like, you know, it's grown and morphed and changed. But, like, his idea was the show. And, like, he wanted to direct and host the show. And then his schedule got busy and, like, he couldn't do it. And, like, he felt terrible about that. But the show was on the season. So it was like, we are going to move through this. And we owe a huge debt of gratitude for him for having the idea.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of rolled into this amazing thing that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just so exciting. I'm so excited about Saturday. So it's going to be a long day, guys.
Yeah.
That's how it started. And here we are.
And here we are.
Yes. The first one Saturday night.
It starts with an idea and then it turns into, what is this, a hurricane? I don't know.
Annual thing.
It starts with an idea and it turns into a yearly
Absolutely.
Thing that everybody looks forward to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very cool. Okay, Val, where do we want to go from here? You guys going to hang out for a little bit? Okay. You can hang out. Okay. So, Val, where do we want to go next?
I mean, there's so many things to talk about, but I mean, I really do want to talk about next season.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Tell me, this is like the introduction of next season, right?
This is. Today, we're announcing next season. It is just right now up on our website at WilsonArtCenter.org. So if you want to follow along, we are opening the season with this amazing musical, Pump Boys and Dinettes. This is nostalgic. It's fun. It is like the best music ever. And if you saw Patsy Cline at the Wilson, this is that vibe. And I'll tell you this, the Marsdens are in this. The Proctors are in this. Yeah, this is a huge thing. Like, I mean, it's just going to be singing and dancing and some red cowboy boot tap shoes that Tim owns. And it's going to be an amazing show. This is going to be spectacular.
I have seen Pump Boys and Dinettes. I don't know if it's this version, but a few times. It's awesome.
It is an awesome show. Awesome. Yeah. So, like, it's awesome enough to actually kick off the season.
There you go. So. All right.
And next up, we go into Brothers Almanac. So if you're an Allman Brothers fan, which I'd say who isn't, this is a tremendous band out of Minneapolis, and they are going to, like, kill it on the Wilson stage with this tribute concert. We go up next to Rock for Vets, which is our annual benefit concert that raises money for the local vet societies.
Yep.
Always a great time. Always sells out.
That's November 7th.
That's November 7th. Yep. November 28th, which is the weekend after Thanksgiving, we have the Harp Twins featuring the Wolfgang Twins, which are four of the most beautiful and talented individuals you've ever seen. They're like a percussion and harp, a quartet, I guess, because it's like two duets combined.
Yeah.
So let's call it a quartet, I guess. They are amazing. They are kicking off their, this is an internationally known quartet. They've been on the Today Show. They've been touring the world. They are starting their Christmas tour at the Wilson this year. So it is going to be like a huge kickoff to the Christmas season. We're doing Christmas right this year. We're going from that into Nuncrackers, the Nonsense Christmas musical.
Yeah.
That is another musical community theater show. That's going to be December 5th through the 13th.
The Nuncrackers.
Nuncrackers is hilarious. So you're going to love that show.
So you ought to just check out the Harp Twins.
You have to check out the Harp Twins.
Just check them out, right? Look at this.
Like, they do not only like your classical music, but they also do like heavy metal.
And you're doing like, these are the people.
These are the people. These are the people.
So cool.
And do you know these two sets of twins are married to each other? Like, could you imagine?
I did not know that, but it's pretty remarkable. Check that out. Okay.
They're absolutely amazing and gorgeous and talented and so fun.
All right. Sorry to interrupt.
But no, okay. That's cool. No. We had to take a beat on that. I understand.
That's awesome. Okay. So we were at the Nuncrackers.
Nuncrackers, the Nonsense Christmas musical. So like all the fun on the Wilson stage. It is going to be hilarious and amazing music. Ryan Fuller is going to be directing that. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Like I said, we're going to be doing Christmas, right? So starting off Christmas with the Harp Twins, because again, this is their Christmas show, going into Nuncrackers, and then Carol Montag, who's this amazing artist, like many, many awards she's won. She's going to be at the Wilson. She was at the Wilson a year and a half ago, and people have been begging me to bring her back. And well, she's back, and she's doing Christmas carols by candlelight. So it's going to be a candlelit concert at the Wilson, which is the vibe I've always wanted to see in our theater.
Well, like, here you go.
Yeah, so fun. And like Carol Montag, just amazing. Like just her voice, everything about her is just like so sweet. Next up, we go into Proof, which is a play in January. It is like all the brains in this play. Like, I mean, like it's a very serious theme. Basically, I don't want to give too much away, but you guys can Google it. But it's like basically a lot of math. And basically, like there's this woman.
Oh, you're really selling it here.
I'm not great at math, but I'm gonna try. The kids have already fallen asleep. Like, no, this is like so amazing. This show, like it has won. It actually won a Pulitzer. Which is a huge prize, you guys. Okay. I've never won a Pulitzer. Okay. It is basically a story about a woman who solves a major math problem, but nobody believes her because she's a woman. Okay.
Oh.
And her dad was a famous mathematician. So they all think that she just, and he passed away. So they think that she stole the idea from him. And so this show is like basically girl power to the nth degree. And it's like saying, you know, and also pro math. Okay. Man, help me out, guys.
Something I'm not into.
You're not pro math.
No. That's funny.
It's going to be an amazing show, and it really is. It's really something you have to see. Like the writing in the show is phenomenal. Like again, Pulitzer.
Proof. Okay. Very cool.
Proof. All right. And then we're kicking off January. Well, I guess maybe I put these in reverse order. Sorry, you guys. Okay. We'll go back a few weeks. Again, I just posted this morning. We go back to January 9th to Havana Nights. So this is like all the fun Cuban music. Andy William and the Nebraska All-Stars are going to be in the house. They are like so cool. They're going to be at the Holland Center here in a couple weeks. They were at the Lead Center last year. Yeah. They are just like, it's like a show that you'll never forget. Like you're going to, I don't like, you know, promote smoking, but it like makes you think of like Cuban cigars and like, like people out dancing in the street. Uh-huh. Like it is very, very, very cool.
Okay. That's cool.
So next in February, we go to the Trial of Goldilocks, which is a children's community theater show. You've done that. It's going to be awesome. Julie Marin is directing that. And like, I know we all love Julie. This is going to be like the sweetest, basically, Goldilocks is on trial, you guys. Like, she did some, like, naughty stuff. We all know the story.
Gabby knows this.
Yes. Yeah, Gabby.
I played, what's her name? Little Miss Muffet.
Oh, there you go.
I wonder what you'll play this time.
I'll be 18.
Yeah. I think you'll be able to do it still. Like, yeah. Like, yeah.
I think will
do it. There's lots and lots of parts in this show for, like, the community to get involved. Mm-hmm. And obviously, all of our shows are family-friendly. This one especially, right? Like, it's very funny. I mean, just think about it. Like, you know. Goldilocks is on trial, you guys. I wonder what's going to happen. All right, the next one.
Yeah.
We've never had a show like this at the Wilson. We have Almost Kiss, a Kiss tribute band. And not only but the Kiss tribute band is going to be at the Wilson. They are absolutely amazing.
This is the Kiss tribute band.
The Kiss tribute band.
Did you listen to Kiss when you were growing up? Yeah.
Who didn't listen to Kiss? I mean, come on.
I was in second grade and I got this great Kiss album. I took it because Miss Denning was my teacher, and she's like, "What are you doing? And look at this! This is awesome." That was my second great experience with Kiss. Anyway,
absolutely, yeah. I still want to rock and roll all night.
I love it. Okay, that's awesome.
Speaking of rock and roll, in March we are having a birthday party at the Wilson. Pick and Rick Hilliard, the one and only, one who started Rock for Vets. March 13th is his birthday, and we're having a big old birthday party. And I already promised him he has to jump out of a cake. He agreed. So come to the Wilson. He's going to be there with Riding High, which is his band, and friends. And, you know, he's got a lot of friends, Rick does.
Yes, he
does. And he is phenomenal. That was hard for me to say. I kind of tripped up on phenomenal.
That's a big word.
It's a big word. I'm going to stick with awesome.
There you go.
He is an awesome, awesome person. Amazing guy who raises money for so many organizations. He's in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rick, I don't want your head to get any bigger than it already is, but we love you.
Yeah.
And this show is going to be probably the show of the year, right?
Hell, he can't make it out of the cake. I mean, he needs to be careful there.
He's
going
to have to eat his way out of the cake.
Yeah, no, awesome. That'll be cool. And man, what a musician. Huh?
Oh my gosh. Wow. And so, what a great guy. Like, he's just so much fun.
He's been in with Dan a few times visiting. Yes. Awesome guy.
So great. I mean, like, absolutely. Rick will, like, so be awesome. Your best friend in, like, 3 seconds. Like, he's an unforgettable person.
Good guy.
Then we go into April, and April is all about the kids, you guys. We have Dinosaur Quest of Dr. T-Rex, which is like, who doesn't love dinosaurs? And like, this is going to be sort of like magic, and not just like magic, but like entertaining and educational. And like, I mean, Gabe, you love dinosaurs, right? More than math?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I like dinosaurs.
I like dinosaur nuggets. There's a difference.
Oh, no. That sounds like that might be I don't know. That feels weird to me.
You've never had dino nuggies?
No. What is that?
Dinosaur chicken nuggets.
They're just
shaped like dinosaurs?
I'll wear my dinosaur chicken nugget shorts to show you.
Okay, perfect. I can't wait.
All right.
From there, we go into the cockatoo encounter with Logan Jimenez. Logan was our bubble guy last year.
Oh.
And he actually owns, owns many cockatoos. Cockatoo? I don't know how, like the plural. Cockatoo. That's a good one. I like that. But also he runs a rescue organization for them.
Oh.
So, yes. And like he brought his cockatoo. Or three cockatoo with him to the bubble show, and like he was telling me about how he's always wanted to do a show that really like, you know, shined a light on them, but also like the plight, right? Like on how to like, you know, save them, because like they go through a lot, you know. So he is doing that at the Wilson. This is going to be the first time ever that this show has ever happened.
Oh, wow.
They're actually going to move into the Wilson 3 days early because they have to become accustomed to the environment.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I know.
This is a whole deal then.
So like, we'll be hanging out with the cockatoo. Two ties?
The cockatees.
The cockatees and the cockatoos. And, like, yeah, it's going to be, I'm really excited because if you were at that bubble show, you know how much fun that was and how much fun Logan is. It's a whole deal. Like, I mean, it was, that show was phenomenal. And this one is going to be as well.
Okay.
All right. Our grand finale.
It is.
So Laura Leprell is going to be directing James and the Giant Peach Musical Community Theater, June 11th through the 20th. This one is a big one. I mean, have you seen James and the Giant Peach?
Yeah, it has been a minute, but I have, yes.
It's a great yeah. show, both as a play and as a musical, but the musical is just all of it. Like, it's just all, like, fantastic music that's going to get stuck in your head forever. But, like, it's just the costuming and everything is amazing about this show. It's going to be so much fun.
So is this the biggest season ever?
I mean, every season that I'm...
This is her favorite season.
Every season is my favorite season. I'm a huge, like, what are we doing next person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say this is our biggest season ever.
Wow.
And then the season after it will be the biggest season ever.
It's a thing.
We're adding 20 more things to the list.
So, but this is, like, just out... At some point, tickets aren't even on sale for these
tickets
yet.
Tickets are not even on sale yet, you guys.
So you need to mark that down.
Right.
And this is on your website.
This is on our website with all the information.
Which is wilsonartcenter.org.
It is. Thank you very much.
And you can purchase tickets for the event this weekend.
You can.
While you go on and check this out.
Absolutely. And you'll see when you check this out that basically right now we'll be reaching out to season pass holders. Next week, current season pass holders have the first dibs on all the shows, right?
Sure.
So they have until June 1st to renew their season pass, and that secures their seat for next year and gives them all the fun stuff, the discounts on everything, the ability to give their $18 ticket, like, you know, to have their friends and family also use their discounted price, all the good things. And then also, so if they do it by May 1st, if they subscribe by May 1st, they get an extra two tickets to give to whoever they want, okay? So that's a really big deal. Starting on June 1st, the season passes will go on sale to the regular public. Anyone can call and get a season pass at that point. And then after that, regular tickets go on sale on July 1st.
Okay. Well, it's a lot.
It is a lot. We're keeping our same prices, so nothing has gone up.
Cool.
The season passes are $250 per pass. You get all 14 shows. It's an over 40% discount off the box office price. You'll also be able to get the four-pack if you want to, the four for $100. You still get, like, a really great savings off of that, off the regular price. But, yeah, I'm so excited about the season.
So you have the Allman Brothers, Rock for Vets. This Harp Twins thing is... has my attention, and Kiss, and then the big birthday. But yeah, I mean, you got some. These are ones that jump out. Look at that!
So much fun.
Trial of Goldilocks. Gabby's all about that.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited for that one.
So,
Gabe, which one are you excited about?
I don't know yet. I'm deciding which one I want to do.
He's focused on Saturday night.
I am focused on Saturday night. I'm one of those people who has to look
first things first.
Dead center.
First things first.
I understand. I can respect it.
Tunnel vision, and then it's there, and then it's over with. And
then you move on to the next one.
I have to say that I'm excited about all the shows, but there are a couple that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, and you cool. just here's the problem. I don't see our name on there.
Make it happen.
It's going to happen. I'll make it.
All right. Oh, there you go. I like it. Okay. So that's next season.
That's next season.
You have, by the way, Val Zane with me, the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center. We have Gabby Smith and one of the hosts and MCs. And we have Gabe Kingery with us, who is another host and MC at the Youth Talent Show this weekend.
Yes.
Saturday night. Get your tickets.
Yes.
Starts at 6:30.
It does.
Okay. So you have other events that we need to touch on here, Val.
I do. We have Dear Jack, Dear Louise coming up April 17th through the 19th. It's directed by Larry Brandsetter, who we all know and love. It's sponsored by Red Oak Chrysler, who we are so grateful to for sponsoring this show and helping keep theater alive in Southwest Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
We're still looking for, although we've received a lot of letters, as far as like letters that have been passed down through family, like love letters from the war. This show is like based on Ken Ludwig's parents and how they met during World War II. So they basically met and fell in love via love letter. They didn't even like see each other in person at first, you know, like they wrote back and forth.
You're gonna have your hands full Saturday night.
I already do.
Yeah. So Gabe and Gabby are over here like acting this out.
They are. That's what they do
all
the time.
I'm breaking down in tears over here.
I don't even flinch anymore. They just constantly do this.
Roll with it. It doesn't matter.
It's a full-on entertainment with them all the time. Tickets are $20 and they're on sale now. On our website at wilsonartcenter.org or call 712-623-3183. Again, if you have like letters.
Yeah.
If you have letters, please share them with us. We would love to share them with the patrons who come to the show. But otherwise, you're going to love this. It is like funny. It's romantic. It's sweet. It is just like everything in a show. And it's Larry. Larry is everything in a director. Go.
So that's April 17th through 19th.
It sure is.
Tickets are $20.
Tickets are $20.
Get them online.
Be there or be square.
That's
as
right.
Dave would
that's
say.
Right. Be there,
be square.
Gonna there be all go. That bag of chips.
That's right.
Dueling Divas. Tell me about that.
May 2nd, Dueling Divas has Jackie Allen versus Susie Thorne. Tickets are they start at $20. They go up to $30 depending on where you want to sit. This is like if you've ever seen like Dueling Pianos, this kind of really funny, kind of like playful back and forth kind of situation.
Yeah.
Think of back. Yeah, she's making fun of me. She does not want to. So like basically Jackie and Susie will be on stage trying to like, you know, duel it out on who's the better singer.
Yeah.
They both are. Like that's the answer. They're both absolutely amazing. So
that'll be entertaining.
That'll be entertaining. And then we have and I know one of them at least, probably both of them are excited about Legally Blonde the musical.
Uh-huh. I'm not in it, but I'm hoping to be a volunteer.
I'm in it.
You've just become a volunteer.
There you go. You just committed yourself.
Directed by
my mom's listening
Julie
to me.
Murray.
She's going to start texting me nonstop now.
And music is directed by Donnie Torbett.
There you go.
This is June 5th through the 14th. Tickets are on sale now. They start at $10 and go up to $30 depending on where you want to sit. Thank you so much to Houghton State Bank for sponsoring this show and making the arts possible here in Southwest Iowa. Also, we picked up a hair sponsor. The Rustic Blonde here in Red Oak has made it so we can actually be legally blonde.
That's awesome.
I'm
going to
bleach my hair blonde for it now.
Everyone is. I think everyone should come to the show blonde.
I'm actually turning more blonde on April 2nd.
Perfect.
There you go. I am not going to turn blonde for this show. I'm just saying.
We can get you a wig. You'll be fine.
We do have a lot of those.
I will not be participating in this activity. But buy your tickets and go to the show.
Absolutely. This one is going to be so funny, so amazing, wonderful. The cast is phenomenal. The crew is phenomenal as well. Look, I said it right that time. Hey, guys. Phenomenal. I've had practice. Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely amazing show. Can't say much more about it. It is like absolutely awesome. They're already like started on many of the things. Casting went so well. We have a huge cast.
A huge cast.
Okay.
So hats off to Julie for taking that on then, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Speaking of Julie, Julie and Becca, they're teaming up here.
Yes, so they're doing our Frozen Junior Camp, which, my goodness, we've already extended the amount of people that can be in this camp. It's like it has exploded. This is going to be so much fun. Basically, this camp is July 20th through the 26th. It's for ages 8 through 18. It's $275 for tuition. And, yes, it's co-directed by Julie Murren and Becca Jackson. We do have scholarships available still, so if you need help in order to get your kid to come to this camp, please do give us a call. We are more than happy to help. We've been raising money all year for this kind of thing. You'll learn the ins and outs of musical theater, dancing, singing, acting, both on stage and behind the scenes. And you're guaranteed a part in Frozen Junior on stage at the Wilson, which is the show that this camp culminates into. So there'll be two showings of Frozen Junior, the musical, on our stage on Saturday and Sunday that following weekend.
There you go.
Yeah. And then we have another camp, which is also very, very awesome.
Tell me about this.
The Day the Crowns Quit Camp. It's for ages 6 through 12. This one is directed by Laura Laprelle. It is July 6th through the 10th, and it's $175. This one, you're going to learn all the basics of theater, and you'll learn some of the things that you're going to learn in the Frozen Camp, but it's going to really focus on those kind of like acting and like motion, like movement, and like things like that. And then also writing. They're going to learn how to write their own scripts.
Love it.
And a lot of the behind the scenes stuff as well. So there may be some like puppet shows and like dress designing, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really fun. This one is also really full right now. Like it's like, but we're making room for more kids. You don't want to miss this. Like both of these camps, all three of these directors are phenomenal.
I know I did one of these camps. I don't know about Gabby, but I did one of these camps when I did. You do one?
I helped with one, but I never...
Yeah, I did one when I was a kid, and it really got me into what acting actually is. And it helped me... The fundamentals. I got the fundamentals.
Absolutely. There you go.
And it was so... It was in-depth. It was amazing. I got to do a lot of things. That was so cool.
And now he's like
look at him.
A creator and a producer and a host and an MC.
All the things.
Look at this.
That. All the
yeah. Just add it and to the next title over.
There you
and
go.
Look
there you
at
go.
The confidence, right? Yeah. The confidence is key. It's like all adults need confidence, and you get it when you're a kid doing stuff like this. It's like it really does help mold them into like these amazing individuals that they are.
Val Zane with me, executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center, Gabby Smith, and Gabe Kingery with us this morning as well. Okay, if people want to know what we've talked about.
Yes.
So we'll have some stuff in a little while, but you can go to wilsonartcenter.org.
Yes.
You can see the next season.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets.
Absolutely.
Again, I would encourage you, highly encourage you, get tickets for Saturday night.
Please do.
This is the youth. These are 9 to 18, 20 kids, 17 acts, yes. Right, Gabby?
Yes.
20 kids, 17 acts. These are all the youth right here.
Absolutely. And some amazing celebrity judges, right?
Yeah, yes. Just so cool. Very good. What else do we need to touch on?
I feel like, I don't know. What do you guys, anything?
I feel like we hit every note that we could. Yeah. I mean, that was.
Right.
Thanks to this phenomenal person, right?
Yeah.
He's, yes. You're so like
broadcasting us out to the world.
I get a shirt that says phenomenal. On
Candy, get on it.
And we have three of Val's favorite people. No, two of Val's.
Oh.
And we have three additional people, three in here, so.
We have two of Val's favorite people.
Okay, you guys need to see proof in order to like do the math. Okay.
I just felt my ego deflate.
All right, very good. Well, it's going to be great. Hats off to you guys for pulling all that together. I know, sincerely, it's a lot of work. You guys have had a lot of fun with it, but it's been a lot of work, and it's so cool. You know, we talk a lot about the youth, Val.
Oh, yeah.
But sincerely, when you see kids that come up and step up, I say kids, young folks, young men and women that step up and do stuff like this, I think it's awesome.
It is
so
awesome.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun, and yeah, it's a lot of hard work, but great job, guys. Thanks for doing it. Anything else, Val, we need to be aware of?
I think that's I think we pretty much, you know,
I don't know.
I'm sure that there's endless things.
Thanks, Val and Candy.
MCMH. Thanks, MCMH.
Yeah, I'm forced to say that. But I think thanks to you guys for getting us out here. And
yeah, love
thank
to do
you
it.
So much for having us.
Very good. Make it a great day. Val Zane with us, the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
KCSI-FM, Valesa.